Another event marking Earth Day was an energy summit held Friday at Washington Place here in Honolulu. The all-day event included national and local figures from the Obama administration's Energy Secretary Ernie Moniz to Governor Ige and other policymakers. The focus was Hawaii's clean energy future, including the commitment the state has made to have 100% of Hawaii's electricity needs met with renewable resources by the year 2045. The event was put together by Elemental Accelerator, a local nonprofit that funds startup companies focused on energy, transportation, water, and agriculture. Earlier this morning, HPR News Director Bill Dorman talked with the group's CEO, Don Lippert, about what comes next in Hawaii's clean energy future.
What comes next, I think, are a few things. I mean, one thing, clearly, because it's energy, it's always closely tied to public policy. So really thinking through policy design that ensures we can go fast while including everyone.
For Hawaii, basically breaking down in terms of use of fossil fuels in the production of electricity and in transportation. Different sorts of challenges on each. One of the recommendations I noticed in terms of the electricity generation is the adoption of an open grid. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges for you on that score, and how are things with Electric?
Yeah, and specifically open data. So I think one of the things that we at the Accelerator, we fund innovation. We look for startups locally and globally that can plug into our energy system and really be impactful in helping get us to oil. So figuring out where are those challenges, where are the barriers, and then finding startups, entrepreneurs, innovators who are helping solve those challenges. So collecting and analyzing and sharing data is really in our DNA at the Accelerator. And in many ways, data and open data is a currency of competitiveness now. So when you have startups who are looking at different markets and where they want to play, they're looking at, can I get building data? Can I get grid data? Can I see what's actually going on so I can bring my energy storage systems here, or my grid interactive water heaters here, or my mobility systems here, and really figure out what's going on and start helping solve these problems? So we see open data as a really key piece of that. We were also fortunate last week to have Megan Smith with us, who is the former Chief Technology Officer of the United States under President Obama. And she and Josh Stambro at the City and County and the Office of Resilience co-hosted a workshop with City and County and other stakeholders around open data. How do we structure it? What would it mean? So we're really starting to get into the details, as well as, you know, making these sort of these more broad recommendations around it.
But specifically the idea of the utility benefiting from less fossil fuels. How is that going as a goal for you, and what are the challenges involved in terms of getting there?
Sure. So we released this report on Friday as part of the Earth Day Energy Summit's Transcending Oil. It's at transcendingoil.com. And one of the things that we realized as the analysis came through was that we were sort of surprised that actually if you get to renewable energy faster, it can be much less expensive than going there slower. So right now our goal is 40% renewable energy by the year 2030. The report found that on the least cost path, we can go up to 84% renewable energy by the year 2040, so more than doubling what we can do. One of the challenges to getting there is some of the artificial barriers that we've put in place for ourselves. And one of those is that the key institutions that we work with and that control and govern a lot of the work that we do in Hawaii, both around transportation and electricity, don't have any financial incentive to use less oil. So one of the recommendations is to align those financial incentives. There are ways to do it both in the transportation sector with the Department of Transportation here in Hawaii, which is something Ford Fujigami has been really actively working on and piloting, and the state has been really thinking about how to make sure that the Department of Transportation is not just paid based on the gas tax, which is how much gas we all use, which basically gives you an incentive to have people use more gas, but also on other mechanisms. And the same thing is true for the utility. Are there ways that we can actually compensate the utility for helping achieve our public policy goals, which are getting off of oil and getting off fossil fuels in the state?
And where is Hawaii Electric within this process?
Yeah, so Hawaiian Electric's worked really closely with us. The Transcending Oil report and analysis was commissioned by an independent group. Elemental Accelerator commissioned this analysis because we were curious about what was happening on the grid, and we wanted to get refreshed data because renewables are getting much, much cheaper. So what does this mean for our future? So we wanted to refresh the data and then share it with everyone. It's been a really inclusive process, over 200 hours of stakeholder interviews, multiple stakeholder meetings and conversations as a group as well, both with the transportation and electricity and energy and community stakeholders. And one thing that was interesting is that We found, similar to Hawaiian Electric, that Hawaiian Electric found that we can get to 100% by 2040, not 2045, in its own power supply improvement plan and planning process. And we found that we could get there even faster. And I think part of that is that this analysis is a couple years after their analysis, and the prices of renewable energy continue to fall, and the options for technology around storage and managing our island grid and making sure everyone's included have continued to improve. So we're seeing just a really rapid amount of change. I think one of the things that is interesting to me is that this change is happening to us. I mean, the market is saying we are going to clean energy. It's much cheaper than oil. It's much cheaper than fossil fuel. So the market is taking us there. But it's really our choice as community members, it's our policymakers and legislators' choice, it's our governor's choice, the administration's choice, in terms of how we design that. And we really own the future in terms of designing our future. So it's happening to us, but it's all about how we structure it and make sure everyone comes along.
Part of that is a multi-billion dollar investment. Where's the investment money come from?
So the investment money comes from the market. I mean, what we've seen, even across our startups and the work that we do at Elemental Accelerator, is that there is a significant amount of investment and funding, both sources of capital here in Hawaii as well as from the mainland or other places, that are ready to invest in good projects here. So there's no shortage of capital. I think what we need are clear, effective procurement mechanisms to ensure that we get the best prices on everything. When it takes us longer to do projects, we actually pay for that as ratepayers or as customers on our utility, right? So the faster that we can speed up procurement and ensure that it's really clear and effective, the better pricing we'll get. I'll give you a couple of examples. So on Kauai, a couple of years ago, Kauai Island Utility Cooperative went out for a request for proposals for solar plus storage and ended up with a number of really good proposals and selected Tesla and Solar City to provide an energy storage and solar project on Kauai. That project was priced at about 14.5 cents per kilowatt hour, which is much less than the price of oil would be on the grid. So that was basically solar plus storage. So it's essentially a firm resource, just like oil or another fuel would be. And then about 2 years later, they went out again for another request for proposals for another plant and selected AES for 11 cents. And there were actually a number of competitive bids right around that 11-cent mark. So, again, even much cheaper a couple years later than it was before that. And so we can provide firm power now for cheaper than oil. The wonderful thing about KIUC's process, if you ask developers, is that the RFP was very short, very clear. The Kauai Island Utility Cooperative had identified the land where they wanted to put this and, you know, sort of pre-negotiated the terms there. So there's a lot of certainty around the project. And I think that contributed to the low price.
And a different structure because of Kauai with the utility cooperative is in a slightly different situation than the rest of the island, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there are things that they can do as a utility cooperative that are really different from what we have with Hawaiian Electric. But there are things that we can always learn from each other as well.
So on a regulatory structure, if you have the PUC, you have the legislature, you have the executive branch, where does the impetus come from? And I'm guessing it's a combination is the answer. But how's that work?
Yeah, it's a combination. And Hawaiian Electric has been really aggressive about bringing on renewable energy as well and recently released a request for proposal for renewable energy resources just about a month ago to bring on more renewable energy resources. So we're seeing a lot of action across the market, both on Kauai and then across the rest of the island with Hawaiian Electric. So I think that the players are aligned in moving toward our clean energy future. It's a question of speed and how we also design the system to get there together. I think from our perspective at the Accelerator, we are deeply focused on ensuring that all of our communities have an opportunity to benefit from clean energy. And so it's not an option, right? We need to transition and we need to ensure that everyone gets to benefit.
Biggest single takeaway for listeners this week?
I think the biggest single takeaway for me is that if we accelerate our clean energy transition, it will not only sort of save money in the macro sense, but it will also create up to 3,500 new jobs. And those jobs pay, on average, $3 to $7 more than Hawaii's median wage of $20 an hour. So we see energy transition, it can seem abstract to people, but I think that it's actually a way that we can pull jobs and really quality jobs, high-paying jobs that our children will want to come home for and want to work in, forward in our economy, and that we have the opportunity to do that now.
Don, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Don Lippert, CEO of Elemental Accelerator, a nonprofit growing startups in Hawaii in energy, mobility, water, and agriculture. She's also chair of the Hawaii Clean Energy Initiative Advisory Board.